Since Pesach of the Sfira, we had basically three sugyas. The sugya of the Nehenev Zalei Chaser, the sugya of Tzulatib Shia V'Seifa Ba'inis, and now Isha Mishum Chitzai. These three all are pretty famous sugyas and important sugyas. Today we're going to try to finish the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzai. Gemara in Tapit Yomid says, "Amar Rav Akasha Leila Abaye." L'man Yomi Isha Mishem Chitzav Tama Be'esh Depat Rachmana Hechi Mishkei Chaslo. The Gemara asks, "If you hold Isha Mishem Chitzav Tama Be'esh Hechi Mishkei Chaslo, how do you have a p'tur of Tama Be'esh?" The way Tosfos is Masber that. If it's Mishum Chitzav, we don't really have a kasha. It's not Mestaver. We don't find Pturim by Adam HaMazik. By every Maman HaMazik, we find some sort of a Ptur. But by Adam HaMazik, we don't find Pturim. So if Isha is Mishum Chitzav, why? The way Tosfos thought of the Gemara's kasha, it doesn't sound like such a strong kasha. Just saying, it's a little less mistaver to say Yishe Mishum Chitza. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. Rashi's Lashon is unclear. Anybody see any of the Mefarshim to explain the agenda explain Rashi's Lashon? Rashi has a Lashon Hechi Mishkachas La. The first Lashon of Rashi is that Adam HaMazik is Tzayiv on Einis Karat, which means Rashi would hold that Taman is Pater Alts Einis. Rashi means Lishnachrina Haichetz La Oilam B'Tamanu Nichnas Umazik. V'loi Shamati. So I'm not sure what Rashi means. But in Svara, L'Chaira, Pshat could have been in the Gemara that there's no Metzias of Tamun if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav. Because how do things burn? What's Taman? Taman is, you have a silo, and someone hid in the silo. What did he hide? His books. He has some books hidden in the silo. So that's Taman. So now, somebody lit the silo, so the Taman, the books are Taman. If you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, how do the books burn? Everything above it burns, and burns down to the books that are hidden there. Isn't that the way fires burn? When you burn the chametz erev Pesach, how does it work? You have something in the you take a can, you put in a few things, and the top thing burns, and the bottom one burns, the one under it burns. I mean, they're all burning, but when you burn straw, you burn things that are consumed, they pretty much disappear. And then the thing under it becomes uncovered. Then the thing under it becomes uncovered. Isn't that the way fires work? When you burn things that become consumed?
Taman has to be totally covered.
So, Taman has to be... I assume it has to be totally covered. What do you think? Partially covered. It's partially covered, Taman. No, I assume Taman means totally covered. You can see part of it, so... Mm-hmm. It's not the Derech B'Yidin there, and it's hidden. It's not the Derech B'Yidin, it's open.
It's
not
the
Love is a Talmud. If you're with the Pshat, then it's because the Ptur is not the Derech B'Yidin there. Could Rashi, the first Lashon, seems to hold that way. But in the Rashi Hiss, I don't know. That if it's your Maisa, as it burns, everything that becomes uncovered as it goes. All right, so take it or leave it, whichever pshat you want. The Gemara is this kasha. Tama be'esh hech mishkachas la nichalek gai. Shenafla gleika lai sechatzik. Nafla gedder shalai machas gleika. V'achad leika v'hizika b'chatz acheres. Dasam kol alai chitzav. So here we have the case of kol alai chitzav, where a person lights a fire at the time he lit the fire was not right to spread to his neighbor's field, because there was a good solid stone wall in the way. By the time the fire got there, the stone wall disappeared. And the fire spread. So if you hold that chitzav, so the Gemara is saying it would be potter. So what remains? If it's pater out chitzav, the hasam kol lechitzav. Ihachi lin yigoli nami kol lechitzav. It's kol lechitzav, it should be pater legamri when it burns in the next field. Elamand yisle mishum chitzav, yisle nami mishum amaynai. So here the Gemara comes up with this chiddush that Rabbi Yechonin is maida to Reish Lakish's reason also, but not Reish Lakish not maida to Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin is maida to Reish Lakish's reason. He holds both. But it must be talking that he had time to do something about it, because if he lights a fire and there's a stone wall, and the stone wall falls down and it spreads, and he couldn't have done anything anyway, he's an Einis Gamur. And Einis, by Mamon Amazik, we know is Potter. Einis is only Chai by Adam Amazik. By Eish or Bar or anything outside of Adam Amazik, Einis is Potter. So it has to be talking, Hayyachal Gaidra Velay Gaidra, that he could have put up the fence and he didn't, fixed it. Asim Sharihu Velay Tafach Ba'ape. Since it's like a shard that he didn't lock up, so it's a fire that he didn't protect against. So Mamelo, it's up to Gemara. There, Rabbi Yechonin holds that once it goes past that wall, it's only Chayiv Alts Mamaynai, it's not Chayiv Alts Chitzav. So we come away, we pass like Rabbi Yechonin, so we come away that there are two types of Eish. Halach Lamaisa. Someone lights a fire and he burns down someone's house, that's Chitzav. The only time it's Mamaynai is Kalal Echitza. If he lights a fire, and it shouldn't have spread, and something outside caused it to spread, then it's Mamaynai. So Maskana Sagemara, what comes out of the Maskana here? If Reuven burns down Shimon's house, and there are things Tomun inside, is Chayev or is Pater? What's the Maskana now that we finished the Sugya? Huh? Chayev. That's what comes out at the end of the Sugya. Tomun lahalacha l'maisa. The only case that Tomun is potter is in a case where you lie a person lit a fire, and there was a wall in the way, and it was kol lechitzav, and the fire spread to the next field. So you hear when you're going to learn the sugyas of Tomun, you should know that it's all talking in this very unlikely case. This come out never. Tomun is potter. That's what comes out at the end of the sugya. Nachlas David is matzmiya. He says he doesn't understand. When you finish the sugya, why doesn't the Rambam say? The Rambam says Tomun is Pater. Why didn't he say? Tomun is normally Chayiv. When it's Kol Lechitzav, then Tomun is then is a Ptura Tomun. It's a very strange thing. Very, very strange. The whole Maskana Sasugya. The way it seems to read that the Maskana, Tomun is Kemat never Pater. Only in this unusual case of Kol Lechitzav. That's what it seems. That the Homachlex of Yudna Chachamim is in such a case that it was called a chitzav. So Nachas David is matmiya. I think he brings it. The Yom Shishleima is a yafa. He was matmiya on this. That Kamat is no case of Tavon. And the Ram doesn't say it. That the first case. Kol chitzav gechayv and everything after mamayinai, because Rabbi Yechonin is maida eishem mishum mamayinai. When it's high yachal gadra by gadra, that you should be chayv on goli also, not just on tamun. That's before we knew Rabbi Yechonin is maida to Reish Lakish, right? So we thought Rabbi Yechonin only holds eishem mishum chitzav, so then it was kol lechitzav. You should be part of anything that goes by it, even on goli. Which good guy? The Gemara adds a condition. The Gemara answers, "Amayin d'sachet zayzayim shem mamayin," and yechayev alts mamayin, even by kol lechitzav. Yechayev on goli. Why yechayev on goli? You're an einus. Because if the wall fell down, it's not your fault, so you're an einus. But for going that you weren't an einus, yachal gaidra v'lay gaidra. So that's the only case you could have, a case of goli. The lav goli is chayev and tamer is potter. It's only in such a case. So So Nachlas Davi, because of the Chaimer Akusha, had learned a different pshat in the Gemara than most of the Rishayim. Nachlas Davi learns the Gemara at the end is saying that Rabbi Yechon is made to Reish Lakish. In the case where you light a fire in someone else's rishos, it's not our girsa brings that. Yeah, those had a different girsa, Rashi. But so I don't know. If you have a different shot in the Gemara, you have a different shot in the Gemara. Maybe that's what Hagoyis Hagra means. I didn't notice that Hagoyis Hagra. Hagoyis Hagra says here, like the riff in the Rambam, Chazim Etiras Rishon Kedan Shenafla. That seems to be like Nachas David, the Gra. That we're actually having Charata from the whole thing. And even without Kolol Echitzav, also Rav Yechon holds the Tam of Mishum Amayne. But that's one way out. But it comes out according to Pashat Shat Gemara that there's no Chip Torah Talmon except in the case of Kolol Echitzav. Right, the Stipler in Siman Beis collects a number of cases similar to Kolol Echitzav. What we're going to talk about now are a number of cases where something could be mazik, and the chiyuv has to do with not preventing the hezik. Lamash. Here in our Gemara, a man lit a fire. The fire could not burn the next door neighbor. Couldn't burn the next door neighbor's house. There was a stone wall around his backyard. Something happened, the stone wall fell down. Not through his doing. So the chayr is potter now, if the fire travels. Like the Gemara, hayochel agadra legadra. Since he could have stopped it, and he didn't stop it, that's enough to be mechayivim for the spreading of his ash. Frank the Stipler, that this Gemara is a clear, often a contradiction to Gemara in Sanhedrin, that finds Ayin Amid Beis. The Gemara there has a case of Zorak Chetz, Visris B'yadam. The Reuven shot an arrow at Shimon, and Shimon had a shield in front of him. The arrow was going to harmlessly hit the shield and fall down. Ba'afer V'silpay, someone else had pulled away the shield. While the arrow is in midair, someone else pulled away the shield. Va'filu hu ba'atzmai silpay, even if the one who shot the arrow pulls away the shield, his potter, the beigna, the shadya, mafsik gira. So at the time that he shot it, the arrow had a hefsik, there was something blocking the arrow. So what's the case there? He shot an arrow, and after he shot the arrow, at the time he shot the arrow, it couldn't hurt the other person, it couldn't kill the other person. After he shot the arrow, the shield fell down. Isn't that the same as lighting a fire? And after you light the fire, the wall falls down. That's the same case. In our Gemara, we say that if after you light the fire, the wall falls down, and you have enough time, you're responsible to put the wall back. It's not your chayiv. That Gemara says, shoot an arrow, and the person himself pulls the shield down. He's potter, because when he shot it, the shield was there. What do you mean? He's responsible to make sure there's a shield there. He could have left the shield there and nothing would have happened. He's pulling the shield away. It's even worse than Bayas. Bayas, at least he didn't knock down the wall. The wall fell down. Just since he could have put it back, he's chayav. So the riddle is, what's the difference between the two cases? They seem to be exactly the same case. If anything, it's worse there. He pulled away the shield. Exactly the same case. He shot an arrow. He shot an arrow, he lit a fire. And right now, it can't get to point B. It's blocked. In one case, blocked by a stone wall, and one place, blocked by a shield. And in both cases, the shield and the wall disappeared. He could have made sure that they stayed there. And in one case, he's chayev, in one case, he's potter. It seems to be two gemaras that are sized to one the other. This is the stipler's kasha. The Siman Beis. The Statler asks a second kasha, also a stira of two dinim. By a bar, you all know, ki yichre ishbar or ki yiftach ishbar, that there are two ways to create a bar. One is to dig the bar, and one is to remove the cover. If you take the cover off a bar, and someone gets hurt, l'chayiv. Because if you take a cover off a bar, the person walking down the street is going to get hurt. There's a Gemara later here in this parak on that chavav. A case of Zarak Li via tacht of karin v'kastais. Somebody throws a keli off a roof, and underneath there's a mattress. It's going to fall on the mattress harmlessly. The person threw the thing off the roof, and then he pulled away the mattress himself. Not the case. The same person. He threw it off the roof. Either he was very fast and he ran down so fast that he pulled it away. He had some string attached to the mattress. He threw it off the roof and then he gave a tug on the string. He pulled away the mattress. And it broke. So the Gemara says, look, he's patur mamanafshach. When he threw it, he's patur, because when he threw it, it was a right to break. For pulling away the mattress, why is he patur? Why is he chayav for pulling away the mattress? It's a grama. A grama is patur. So the Gemara says that he's patur. In fact, the stipler, why is that different than pulling the cover off a bar? Isn't this the same thing? When you pull a cover off a bar, what are you doing? You're causing that a normal person who walks down the street is going to fall in. A normal animal walks down the street is going to fall in. Now, when you uncover a bar, you don't push anybody in. You just created a bar, b'shusarab. You created a bar in a place where people go, where animals go. So he says, if you have a keli on its way down from the roof, right now, there's nothing underneath that will cause it to break. When you pull away the mattress, why is that the same as uncovering a bar? You're uncovering something which is going to cause the keli to break when it hits it. A bar has to be deep in the ground. There's no such thing. A bar could protrude above the ground. What? As the stipler says, maybe you'll say, Rachinami. It's a bar. And a bar is patur and kelim, so maybe it is a bar. The question is after they have a pasuk. So why is it disincluded in the case of the pasuk? Why does that? It doesn't have to be a bar underground. If it's a bar above ground, it's also a bar.
Pulling it away, not a bar.
I'm revealing a bar. That piece of cement is a bar. The gabi this kelim, which is on the way. He says, they're going to want to say, L'chari, you come to Gemara, you can answer, Nachinami, it's bar, but bar is patur kelim. He says, however, Tosfos, in Avodah Zarah and Zayin, in the case of the shield, compares the patur there by the shield to the patur of pulling away the mattress. Which means that Tosfos understands that it's the same sort of patur, and it's not a magic at all. So, Bezai, the stipler asks, the kasha remains. Why, when you pull away the mattress, why doesn't that have a din bar? So to answer both of these, the stipler says a pshat, which has a chayr, not big nafkamina lahalacha. The stipler learns that in our Gemara, when you light a fire, and in the case where you uncover a bar, those are two cases of chiyuv. The other two are the cases of patur. In these two cases of chiyuv, you created a mazik. When you uncover a bar, you're creating a mazik. Now, that's not a mazik only the gabi one thing. It's a mazik for gabi the whole world. It could be mazik many things. A bar can be mazik people who are in a different city. But it means you created something that fits into the one of the mazikim in the Torah. You created a bar, you created an eish. If you create a bar, you create an eish. That's creating a mazik. when you create a mazik, the chiyuv is even if you just removed something that blocks it. If you create a fire and then you remove something that's blocking it so the fire could go, it could go weiter, that is a continuation of Eish. If you uncover a bar, the bar has a cover that protects people, and you remove the cover, you're creating a mazik. So that yachayiv, even though all you did, you didn't make it, you just removed something blocking it, that's enough of a reason to be chayiv. When you shoot an arrow, you're not creating a mazik. The arrow right now can't do anything. It can only go in one spot, directly at the shield and fall down. It's not a mazik. Right now it's not going to be mazik anything. When you pull away a mattress, that's called you created a mazik. That's not called you created a mazik. There's no mazik in the Torah that you created. Under the circumstances, it's going to cause a hefsek. But it cannot be called that the person created a mazik. The truth is, in the case of the mattress, you can kind of think in Abyssal, because Lagabi, this keli, you created a mazik. It's the stifle fields, that's not called creating a mazik. You didn't make a dover hamazik. It doesn't fit into any of the mazik of the Torah. The seal of an asugya, by kolol lechitzav, hoylo legodra legodra, is only if you created a mazik. If you made a mazik, and that mazik, there was something should have stopped it, and it didn't stop it. You could have made it stop it, you failed. But Yechiyah goes back to the fact that you created the Hezek. If you create a Hezek, Yechiyah. If you didn't create a Hezek, all you did is pull away something that would save someone. Such a thing is not, that's Grama, that's Pater. You pull away something that would save somebody, that's a Pater. The concept of our Sugya, that Yechiyah under Eish, is only because you made one of the Mazikin. There was something that would have saved him, and nothing didn't save him. But you made the Dabar HaMazik. I understand, but the problem is that in the Gemara's case, it's not true. You didn't make a Shmira. You had a good Shmira. Because when you lit it, there was a good Shmira. There was just a shield, and you pulled away the shield. Okay, but there by Ashar also it fits in, just like Eish, it fits into to one of the mazikim of the Torah. You have your mazik, and I, the ganav parts of Balayla, the ganav let it out. So Lach is, okay, middle of the night you have to go looking for it, but in the morning you have to go looking for your Ashar. So you have a mazik of yours, that's Hayach Legaidra of Legaidra. So that is a chiyuv. But a Hayach Legaidra of Legaidra, when there is no mazik, that is not Mechayiv, that's Grama. There are two types of Hayach Legaidra of Legaidra. One, when you have a mazik, and there's something that you should have been able to prevent it from being mazik, it's your chayiv. And there's one Hayach Legaidra, which is when it's not a mazik, which is the Grama, you pull away a mattress. The difference between the two cases is the difference between when there is your mazik is there and your mazik is not there. That's the aside that he that the stipler says to answer these two theories. The stipler says this answers also Reb Chaim's akasha. Reb Chaim asks, on Agamara says, Hayach Legaidra V'Lay Gadra, that you're Chayiv, yet, we have a Gemara later, a Sugya later, where a person's Kankanim fell, let's say if they fell off a roof, B'Rush Eina Mitzuya, onto the ground. And he has his broken pieces of keli on the ground. And he could have cleaned it up, and he didn't clean it up. So, lahalacha, we neman, that if you're mafkir it, you're potter. If you're mafker, it's your potter. Mafker the zak of lach and the fila soinis, your potter. Why don't we say, why do you have a ptur of nefila soinis? Agamar is also nefila soinis. The wall fell down ba'inis. So my chai is going ba'inis into the other guy's rishis. It's also nefila soinis. And here we say, ha'yachal agadra of la'gadra, yachayis. And there, when it's my keli that fell into the street, and I'm ha'yachal le'salka of la'silka, and I could have cleaned it up, but I didn't clean it up, I have a ptur. Since it fell by this, if I'm after it, I'm part. Why? Agamara also, it's spreading by this. We don't say that since it's not yours, you'd be after it, it'll be ice. There's no such thing. It's your ash. It can be after ash. So why don't we say, here the Siba Sachiv is the Hayyachal Gil Gajra by Gajra. Why isn't Hayyachal Sakha by Silka enough of a Siba Sachiv there? Shaykh Mitzi is to clean it up.
It's
the same thing over there. It's an attack to master your age. So it's really trying to be able to master your age. Why do you have a heter there to be master your cable? But in the there's no heter to be master. It's only because the filasinus. The filasinus is not a ptur in a case where you could clean it up. That's not called the filasinus anymore. We see from Agabara that even with the eish fell in the filasinus, it was Hayachal Gajra of like Gajra, Yai Sinus. No, Yechiyev is because Hayachal Gajra of like Gajra. That's a Machayev.
If I don't do anything, I'm still Chayev, I'm Chayev there also.
But the point is that it doesn't matter if it's yours or not. Your Ptur is Inus. Because you can't be Mafker a bar. You can't be Mafker a bar Bishasarabim unless you have a Ptur of Nefilas Inus. Now, if you have a Ptur of Nefilas Inus, and it's Hayachal L'Sak of L'Isoka, the Ptor of the Filosinus should fall off, just like in Agamara. The Hayachal Gajra takes off the Ptor of the Filosinus.
Reading it, it takes it off. It's just saying you should have given
up
the other
fear.
It's the same as that case. It's not, it's a Yashu Master.
Why is it
a Yashu? What do you mean Master? The fire is in the Mamma. It's something
getting
remastered. I
can't
master
the
fire that's
happening
your
that's
burning your clothes.
Well, I can't be mastered. There's only one reason I can't be mastered. Because the Torah said Aish is a mazik, even though it spreads to other things. That's the only reason. Every time Aish spreads to something else, it always spreads. But I'm tired because it's my Aish. No, that's the reason. So why over there, if I have it's my bar, why don't I have the same din? But I, once it's a bar, it doesn't help to be master.
It does.
No, once it's a bar, it doesn't help. It has to be not be a bar.
If you take it off in 5 minutes, and you leave it at the 20 minutes, nobody gets hurt. You have the 20 minutes to get a master, you're
about
this, and then on. I
just want to get
the
problem,
mind you
how
to take it.
So I don't know why. Rashi Nami, that's included the cash.
What
the stipler says is a very simple filling. He says, by Yesh, you created the mazik of Yesh. Anytime you create the hezek, you made a mazik of age. Hayach l'sak l'isilka is enough that you're still chayiv. Over there, you put your katanim on top of the roof, and it won't fall the ruach mitzuya. You didn't create a bar. A ruach she'ena mitzuya blew my katanim down onto the ground. I didn't make a bar. A ruach she'ena mitzuya made a bar. If I didn't make the hezek, then I'm not chayiv because hayach l'sak l'isilka. Then I can be master. If I'm not master, I'm a Sundarashi.
So,
but,
is the Asian magic, even the close mind that is protected in the lantern?
So that's what I said, it comes out of the Chodesh Tikkun Afghanina. One second. This is the way the Stipler explains. The only thing that comes out of Chodesh from the Stipler, and his Lashon is that way, is that this whole Sugi is talking in a case where you created Aish, and it's magic, and now it's going to be magic more. From the Stipler, it comes out, and it says so. If I just make a campfire in my backyard, and it's a perfect campfire, I have a barbecue grill, brick all around it, it's perfectly good. I make a good, and then I go in my house, and then there's an earthquake, and the barbecue grill breaks open, and the fire spreads, and it's Hayyachal Gajra of my Gajra, I could have stopped it and stopped it. The Stipler is saying you'd be potter. Because that's like shooting an arrow that can't be magic anyway. I lit a fire that can't destroy anything. The stipler is saying that, if I understand it correctly, that the whole din of kol chitzav is where it's chitzav, where it's a mazik. It's a mazik, and it would have stopped, and it kept on going. Then, hayachal agadra, my gadra is chayiv. But if I didn't make a mazik, I just have I turned on the fire under my stove. Normally, it's perfectly safe. It's not a mazik at all. And then, a shena mitzuya caused the fire to spread. So then, even if hayachal agadra, my gadra, your potter comes out from the sky. Maybe there's such a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know. You could argue that even when it burns your own house, it's still not a mazik. Because a person's allowed to burn his own house, that's your name. Could be. It could be. Then if that would be even a bigger issue. So it's only if you lit someone else's property and then it spread because of kol hachitzav. This comes out of Chiddush of this, it comes out from the stipler, which we'll have to see if it has any basis. It's an interesting tshuva in the Shvas Yaakov. I'm reading from the Pesachei Chayshin, the Perek Tes, Sukkot Chav Beis. Shas Shuvi Shvus Yaakov Chelakav Sim Kufla Nivov Don. B'misha Shosa Tabak. Shosa Tabak means smoking. Ba'agola. A guy was riding on a wagon. And he's smoking. Shaya Shom Semer Gefen. There was a load of cotton in the back of the wagon, and he's smoking a cigarette in his seat. You know the end of the story already, right? But you have to hear the whole story. Ubikish bala sfeira mimenu shiafsik la'ashem. Kilei shalait tisarev sfeirasai. He said, please don't smoke. I'm afraid you're going to burn my cotton. Kilei shkiach bidvarov. So he didn't listen. Kavur shoy shtayim, an hour or two later, bo ruach she'eno mitzuya, a Russia in a mitzuya came. The nafu nitzaitzais al tzemer hagefen v'nisrach. And the Russia in a mitzuya blew from his cigarette onto the cotton, and the cotton got burnt. Umashma midvarav da'iri shabali Russia in a mitzuya loya yachan yisarev. Without the Russia in a mitzuya, it wouldn't have burnt. It only burnt because of a Russia in a mitzuya. So what should be the din? What do you think? Huh? Pashut. Pasha should be potter. Makoma ke kasev lechayva. He said that you're chayiv. Shemiyad sheroh shabor rush ena mitzuya. Havalei lasukei adaitei lasalei katabak miyada. As soon as the heavy wind started to blow, he should have realized this might happen, and he should have put out a cigarette. Ubefrat shemacha by hanizik, especially because the nizik pointed out to him that this could happen. Mikimi shaloi asukei. Harizeh ke'echad she'evi yisor v'chayiv l'shalim. That's the pesach of the Shvus Yaakov. See, the Shvus Yaakov. He's saying that in the case of a person smoking, as soon as the rush and the mitzuya comes, he means ha'yachal l'gaydra v'l'gadra. That's not what he's saying. It's ha'yachal l'gaydra v'l'gadra. He has a fire. Right now the fire is safe. And if everything stays normal, the fire will be okay. Kol Echitzav Mitil, it's something that's a safe fire. Then the Rosh Eina Mitzuya came, and assuming it wasn't just one gust of wind, it started to blow a storm wind. He had enough time to put out the cigarette, and the Rosh Eina Mitzuya blew the fire onto the cotton. So he says Yechayiv because of Hayachal Gaidra Vlai Gaidra. That's interesting, it's just Yaakov says. So what do you say? This Shus Yaakov doesn't stem with the stipler, no? The stipler says that the only time you say Hayach Lagadra Vlagadra is when you lit a fire that's already a mazik. That you've created a mazik. And now, the mazik was spreading. When he lit his own cigarette, is that lighting the mazik? It's magic himself, but the fire is not magic. The inhaling is magic. Is that a magic? Lighting a cigarette, that's a magic? What? Unless you think about that. Maybe he's destroying the tobacco for no reason. He enjoys it. Is that a magic? So you light a cigarette, destroying the tobacco. When you light a campfire, you're ruining the perfectly good wood. What?
Doesn't
he warned me, it's really not enough. If you warn me that I have a wall, and you warn me that a Russian embassy is going to destroy, is going to knock the wall down into the street, and then a Russian embassy does, I'm potter. Because I believe you, a Russian embassy is going to do it. Well, Chayre, if the warning was for Rav Metzuya, he was wrong, because it appears the Russian Metzuya couldn't have done it. If Rav Metzuya could have done it, then it's Tzlossi B'Pshia V'Saif HaBayinus, and then he's a Chachayiv. It's a regular case, Tzlossi B'Pshia V'Saif HaBayinus. But it seems, he's like he says, that Tzmash Medvarov, Shtai Risha B'Liu HaShen HaMetzuya, Lo Yoh Yoloch HaLisrit. That's our assumption. So this Psaak is the Chayre Awa Gemara. Amish Awa Gemara, Hayachal HaGadra V'Lai Gadra. However, it doesn't stem with the stiflos cheshvin of our Gemara. Now what he asks, if it was the first Rosh and the Metzuyah that carried it, if that was the Metzuyah, then this Pesach is incorrect. So since it was a Maisa Shahaya, and they came, they asked the Mishailah, and this is what he answered, and I guess it was, that a storm started, it came a storm, and when a storm it blew, I guess that was the Metzius. Assuming that was the story, Maestro Haya Kachaya was, like he says, V'yad Shirah, Shabar Rach, Shana Metzuyah, Havle Yasukeh Adayte Lasalka. So it sounds like from this, like I said, this case is Mamishar Gemara's case, I wouldn't have any problem with it. It just doesn't seem to fit with the stifler's learning of our Gemara's case. Now, the Piskei Choshen is a different kasha. He asks, Yesh L'chayvim, Mishim V'havalei L'salek, Im kei b'chor Rashen HaMetzuya neim ha-kein. V'im noim Mishabem es eni niftab Rashen HaMetzuya, Ev she eni yachol l'salekai, Hu chidish gaga, Shloim etasi v'paisku. He says, every time you put Avnei Sikin in Masoi Barash Gaga, and it flows down to Rashen HaMetzuya, you should say, if it's hayachol l'salekai, v'loi silka, why don't we say over there also, hayachol l'salekai, v'loi silka, you should be chay. That's his kasha. Now his kasha, rather, comes out good like the stifler. His kasha is, why don't we say every single time that you put Yavnei Sakina and Masai on a roof and it blows down Baruch Hashem Mitzuya and your potter, why don't we say the same thing? That's only if it wasn't enough time to take it over, take it down. If as soon as the storm started, started to be a storm, the person should have run up and taken it down. If he didn't, Yafal Asaka, why don't we say that? That's his kasha. But the stifler, it's good. Because in that case, you didn't make a mazik. You're not chayiv, because you weren't misalik, because you just put something on the roof. You just put something in a place. Rosh HaMetzuya blew it down. So glad his kasha would be answered, according to the stifler. Okay. I don't know, unless the burning of a cigarette is some type of, it's already a fire that's destroying, maybe. Okay, let's see the last piece of Gemara. That's a Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah. Well, the tree there, I don't know if it was privately owned, but even if it was, your potter, I'd say it was a private tree. So Rosh Hashanah Metzuya, you're a potter. He's an oinus. Kaisel Vilan Shanafel B'Shul Sarabim is potter. A tree? It's Yachol Asaka. How do you restock the tree? How can you put a net on a tree?
Tie it down so it falls the other way.
I think so. Alright, so that's his kasha. We don't find such a thing in the Paiskim. We don't find the Paiskim such a thing. The truth is that even with a storm, you're knowing this, so you don't expect the tree to fall down. Right? It's one thing, obviously, when a Rosh Gagai or a wall falls down by the age, The stama, 99% of the trees in Brooklyn didn't fall down. It happened that one tree fell down. Okay. The last piece of Gemara. If Rabbi Yechonin's Maida to Reish Lakish, my Beinayu, what's an afkamina between them? So right away, everybody, Rashi, Taisus, Eld, Rishonim say, my Beinayu does not mean we can't think of an afkamina. We already had an afkaminas. We had an afkaminas by the Gomo, with the Pishton. It's walking down the street, and the fire catches on. Reish Lakish says, you only chayav misafsechas, and then Rabbi Yechonin says, you chayav without misafsechas, because Yishu B'shemachitza. So it's not for lack of nafkamina that the Gemara says my benayu. The Gemara is saying my benayu b'derech limud. The Gemara is saying teaching another nafkamina between them, but it's not doesn't mean to say that we can't think of nafkaminas. They're common nafkaminas. So the Gemara k'benayu l'chayvay b'arboa devarim. It's nafkamina between them to be mechayiv him in the arboa devarim. What are the arboa devarim? Is nezek tzar ripoy sheves uvayshus, which is a total of five Devarim, Chamisha Devarim, Nezek, Tzar, Rishav, Zabayshus. Rashi says, what? Rashi says, take out Baishus. Rashi, V'chai B'Bidal Devarim, V'an Yom Yishvitz, V'nami, V'chai B'in Alay, V'sar Fushay. Yad Odom, V'chai B'Arba Devarim, Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, V'Sheves. So it's an important finish. It's at the end of our parak that vayshes you're not chayiv unless you're mechavin. Mechavin for what? Mechavin to be mevayish or mechavin to hit? What? It's only means to hit. If someone goes over someone in the street, he clobbers him over the head. He's only chayiv if he had kavana to be mevayishin. I think so. I think it means you have kavanah to hit him. And one of the consequences of hitting is tzar, and one of them is ripoy, and one is shavis, and one is baishas, and one of them is baishas. That's an immediate consequence. So I think you'll agree with me. Rashi doesn't mean kavanah to be mevayish. Rashi means kavanah to do the maisa ha-mevayish. So Rashi says that on baishas, your potter, achi is chavin, unless you're mechavin to be mevayishim. The Makar is the Gemara of Zayin that Rashi brings down. There the Gemara is talking about something somebody was Mazik Shalai B'Kavana Rach Mitzuya, he's Chayiv, but it was Shalai B'Kavana, and there's a Ptur because of the fact that it's Ayin Mechad. On this din there's a Stira in the Rambam. A little difficult to answer. The Rambam in our Gemara, which I read to you when we started the Nefkamina, the Rambam says Yechayef Abayshus in our Gemara. In Hilchis Niske Mam in Perek Yedal and Alocha Tezvav, the Rambam says that you are Chayef Abayshus. Sounds like the Rambam's Paskini Yechayef Yimvina Machad. The Rambam in Hilchis Chayvul Mazik in the first Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, says that someone is chopping wood, Rishus HaRabim, and a piece of wood flew out that was Mazik someone. He's Chayim Nezek Tzar Ripo and Sheves, but he's Patzah from Baishas, because he wasn't Mechavim. So, it's a bit of a problem to understand why the Rambam there, by chopping wood, paskins at your pocket. And here, by lighting a fire, he paskins at your chayiv. A little bit of a problem understanding the difference. So the Lecha Mishnah is the kasha. The Lecha Mishnah says, the case of Eish is talking that you're machavim. So when the Rambam says, you chayiv for baishas na gemara, it means that when he lit the fire, he was machavim to burn the other person. If that's the case, it's good. The problem is the Rambam doesn't say it. That's the case of Job. What? All right. The Rav Shach and Avi Ezri says, in the end of what you're saying, you just it's the way I understand it. It's marach a little bit, but the way I understand what he needs to say in our terms is basically comes down to the Nemuchi Ezri. In the Nemuchi Yosef, we learned that Isha Mishem Chitzav means whatever happens later is part of his Maisa, his original Maisa of life. Which means to say that a man lights a fire in one spot, it could be it burnt down the whole block. It could be it took 2 days to burn. Whatever he burnt, it's Isha Mishem Chitzav means that when he put the fire, he was burning that. That's cool. At that time, he had kavanah. When he lit the fire, he had kavanah. Now, he may have lit the fire, the match, only to one drapes in one house. So, to the eye, it looks like he's only mechavin to light these drapes. But Isha Mishum Chitzav means that lighting the drapes is lighting the whole house, and the next house, and the house after that. Whatever's going to burn from it, the Rach Metzuya, when he lights the drapes, just like you wouldn't say, he's lighting only the bottom layer of the drapes. You wouldn't say he's Eidah Mechav on the Gabi, the top of the drapes. This everyone understands. When he puts a match at the bottom of the drapes, he's putting a match to the whole drapes. Same thing, Yishem Shem Chitzav Leitin Muki Yosef means everything's Nechlal in his first Maisah. So just like when he lights the bottom of the drapes, you wouldn't say he's not Mechav for the top, or he's not Mechav for the wall, or he's not Mechav for the carpet on the floor. That's all a natural consequence of his Maisa, and Isha Mishum Chitzav means it's all included in his Maisa. The same thing with the fire, ultimately, there were people sleeping upstairs and they got burned. He has to pay Vaishis. Because although he wasn't Mechavin to be Mevayish there, but you don't need the Kavana to be Mevayish there, he had Kavana for the Maisa of burning them. Was that whole Maisa is Nichlal in his original Maisa? Since that's all Nichlal in his original Maisa, That's all Chayim Mishum Baisha. So it's unique din by Isha Mishum Chitzav that it's all included in his original verse. Right, this is the end of the sugya. I want just, you know, with the siyum of a sugya to go back to the beginning of the sugya for a minute. When we started the sugya, I asked the kasha, and I said, I hope as we learn the sugya, we'll find some parents. The kasha basically was, fire is something that exists in the Bria. When someone lights a fire right here, it's a room full of hay, he lights a fire one side of the room, so he knows it's going to burn the whole room. He knows it's going to burn the entire room. And we all understood Isha Mishum Chitzav means that's all his Maisa. It's a law of nature that it's going to spread. Mechi Kesi Faya spreads. It's just a law of nature. It's the way the world works. So we said, must be, that's Taicha law of nature. That means that's your Maisa. That's the way things go naturally. That's your Maisa. The question that I asked them was, why, when I throw something straight up, Taisa said in Sanhedrin, that if I throw something straight up, at a certain point it stops and it starts to go down. That the going down is not my Maisa. The going down is gravity. It's not my Maisa anymore. I'm a Goyrim, that's a Brahma. I'm a Goyrim. But I'm Potter, if when it comes down it's Mazik, I'm Potter. Because gravity is not my Maisa. And I mentioned to you that Avni Nezer's Chiddush, that Hilchos Shabbos is the same thing. If I hold something in my hand, I just open my fingers, and it drops, it's not my Maisa. There's a fire burning. A person holds a cup of water in his hand, and he just opens his fingers, and it falls down, and puts out the fire, he's potter. That means, as I said, that's gravity, it's not me. It's not my Maisa. There's no none of my kayach is here. What's the difference between Eish and gravity. Why by Eish do we consider the whole sequence of events to be my Maisa? And by gravity, it's not my Maisa. It's just happening by itself. Why is the natural flow of, and just remember the, I had mentioned once, a shaila about magnetism. If someone's mazik through, we talked about Shabbos. If someone carries by using a magnet, if there's metal right outside your door, and using a magnet, you cause it to come in. The question is that your mice or it's not your mice? This shaila is in the Har Tzvi on the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzav. There's the Har Tzvi on Bava Kama. And in the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzav, he's done on this shaila. He brings a story with a bris in Yerushalayim, that there was a bris in Yerushalayim, and they had a guy bring the baby and to the shul, I guess. And the guy left. They discovered that when the guy brought the baby, they brought the Mila knife, and the knife fell right outside the door, and there was just a rabbit. And he says, the punk, they had a strong magnet in the house, and they had the shiloh, with the magnet, you're allowed to pull in the knife. That's the story Yerushalayim, the Har Tzvi brings. When I saw this, I was sure that he made up the story. It can't be a true story, right? But all these things happen. What? No, this is Yerushalayim 80 years ago. This is before there was an Erev. So this was his shaila. And rather, it's an interesting shaila. When I read the shaila, I was 100% sure he made it up. My son was learning Bava Kama. I was in the Svarim store with him. Punked. So he pulled out the Har Tzvi Bava Kama and showed me the shaila. It's an interesting shaila. I was in Eretz Yisrael in Har Sameach during the summer, 3 summers ago. I like to go. There's a room there with a lot of journals, old journals. So I have nothing to do. Like I said, when you're not in the mood to learn, there's certain things you could do. So I pull out the journals, I look through them. So in the journal, it's, I forgot which year, I think 30s maybe, they had this Meiser Shahaya, it wasn't a Har Tzvi, somebody else wrote a piece about this Meiser. And they started clarifying if with a magnet, if it's considered your Meiser, it's not considered your Meiser. It seems it's a true story. The odds of something like that really happening are, only a Kaddish Baruch Hu's sense of humor that such a thing, would happen. But the question of whether a magnet is your maisa is the question is how you machalik between gravity and fire. Fire is your maisa, and gravity is not your maisa. So what's a magnet? It's your maisa, it's not your maisa. So I said, I hope when we go through the sugya we'll find something. No less than Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam, the piece of the Shteinim, talks about, not about magnets. And he doesn't use the word gravity, but he brings the Tosfos. And he asks, when is it your Maisa? Why Ruach Metzuya is also considered your Maisa? Obviously, Kina Masai, you put up Rosh Gagai, Nafu Ruach Metzuya, it's Eish. It's your Maisa. Why is it my Maisa? Why is the Ruach Metzuya gravity? Why not Kamina? So Reb Chaim, that piece says the rule, which I told you when we started. Reb Chaim says, Isha Yishum Chitzav is not a Gzeres HaKosav Adinei Nezikin. It's not that the Gzeres HaKosav that you're chayiv on your fire as if you shot an arrow. No. Because then you couldn't compare it to Reitzeach. You couldn't compare it like the Mukiyazid does to Shabbos. Reb Chaim learns that Isha Yishum Chitzav is a Gzeres HaKosav HaMavir Es HaBeira. It's a Gzeres HaKosav that it's your Maisa. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv. Really, it's nature. Nature is doing it. The Gzeres HaKosuv of Kisei Tzeyesh, Hamavir Es HaBeira, that you're considered lighting it, it's a Gzeres HaKosuv that it's considered your chetz, it's considered your maisa. The pasuk is Mechadish, this Nakuda, that when you put something in a place that the fire is going to spread, that's called your maisa. That's the chiddush of this. Of this sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzav. Now, what came up becomes confusing in Reb Chaim. Rather, Reb Chaim brings some Tosfos, and they didn't see this in the Tosfos. I guess they're later in the Tosfos. Tosfos says when you throw it up and it falls straight down, that gravity is potter. Tosfos himself says that Koy Lamandiyam Isha Mishum Ramayim. That Now the Odi Shemesh of Chitzav, gravity is also a Ma'isa. That's what Tosfos says. So the Rambam doesn't agree that gravity is your Ma'isa. The Rambam holds this Hezbo. The part of Gzeres HaKosav is that this force of nature, the burning fire, is considered to be your Ma'isa. So that comes back to that original Kasha that we asked. Okay, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow I hope that's like to talk about a Yom HaShavuos, but Friday.